Lip bubbles. In my opinion, the lip bubbles or lip trills exercise is vastly underused by many singers. Don't think that because you are not really singing, it means you are not practicing, okay? A lip bubble looks a bit like blowing a raspberry, but you also make a sound under it. In all seriousness, the reason it's a top favorite among voice coaches is because it is extremely effective. It helps warming up the muscles around the diaphragm of our breath support, our muscles that make our vocal cords vibrate, the vocal cords themselves, and our lips. It is what we call a semi-occluded exercise. What this means is that we are partially blocking the flow of air. It stimulates blood flow to the vocal cords in a low impact manner. So it's very safe and very gentle to start a warm up with lip bubbles or lip trills. It helps us warming up our diaphragm and its surrounding muscles for better breath control and support. That means you are starting practicing your breath support. And since we need to be able to provide a steady supply of air for our lips to vibrate during the exercise, if the lip bubbles stop, it means the air you supply is not steady, is not stable. Okay? It also help you because you are not thinking too much about how you sound. You know, when you are singing, you pay attention to the voice, to what you are doing and the sound of it. Here with the lip bubbles, you don't have to pay that much attention. The only thing you want to do is you want to keep it going. Okay? Don't push too hard. Don't throw too much air on your vocal folds. We can use the lip bubbles exercise as a warm up, but also as a cool down or as a connective exercise. That means you can practice the connection between your registers, like the chest voice, the head voice, or the mixed voice. So it's a very, very good exercise. If you find it hard to do the lip bubbles, you should not be blowing air from your mouth by pursing your lips. Your lips should be relaxed, and the air should be controlled with your diaphragm, with your lips vibrating freely as the air passes over your lips. If you are unable to let your lips vibrate freely, then you can try placing your fingers gently push into your cheeks, you know. Then you push your fingers outwards to raise your lips a little bit and blow not too strongly. Okay, here we go for the lip bubbles or lip trills exercise. I'm showing you how to do it. Now it's going to be your turn, and we're going to go down for the boys. Relax your lips. We're going to go up for the girls again soon. Okay, going up for the girls. but guys, you can follow. Push too much. Guys, if it's too high, you can stop here and do the exercise again. Well done. Now you can do it again, or you can jump to the next exercise.